Hello, this is astrologer Shelley Ann Team with the weekly astrology forecast, and I'd like to tell you that on the blog page there is also posted a podcast of over 40 minutes because it concerns a very big matter that is taking place on Saturday the 20th. First, the Sun enters Aquarius at 9:07 a.m. on Saturday. And at 7:50 p.m., Pluto, the powerhouse, lord of the underworld, enters Aquarius. And so there's a lot to say, and I've said it to the best of my ability in that forecast. So we won't be covering the topic in the weekly astrology forecast, but you can certainly have that podcast for Pluto in Aquarius and listen to it more than once, if you wish. Download it if you'd like. Anyway, Monday is, in the United States, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And we have a waxing crescent moon in Pisces, sextile Uranus, sort of really stationary in Taurus. It is going to be going retrograde on the 27th, but not quite yet. But it doesn't leave the degree it's on, so that's why I'm going to start calling it stationary, because it sort of is. 5:47 a.m. is early for most people to be up. Perhaps you've had some interesting and enlightening dreams about the future. And then when we're sort of up in the Eastern time zone, Eastern Standard Time, Moon in Pisces is squaring Venus in Sagittarius. Exact at 7:48 a.m. So this is a frustrating moment for Venus because, you know, she wants to get it going. And the Pisces moon is like drifting and doesn't really want to get out of bed kind of thing. So that might be a conflict within the self as well as with others. But we go on for a very good long time until 3:47 p.m., with a very harmonious, engaging aspect with the moon in Pisces, sextile sun in Capricorn. And so, you know, you can get some good advice if you're looking at outer world matters now. You can get some grounding. You can make some headway in your own desires about career or the material world. But a lot of people won't be working, and a lot of things won't be functioning on Monday in the United States. So even the library is closed for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And so we have about a pleasant time to interact and communicate with others. Next comes that conjunction to Neptune, and we don't have to deal with it for a long time because it comes in at 4:03 p.m. So we were, you know, trucking along happily till 3:47, and then suddenly everything got a confusing aspect to it, or maybe the weather started to intervene in the happy flow of things, or other people aren't behaving as if they have any clarity, and you happen to be affected somewhat by that. But that's, again, it's, let's see, you've got 13 and 3, so that's 16 minutes of Moon conjunction Neptune. But meanwhile, the Sun in Capricorn is sextile Neptune in Pisces until 7:38 p.m., so It is a short aspect for the moon, and it is maybe a fantasy too, but the earthy quality of Capricorn is definitely helping out on Monday for the Pisces planets and the moon and Neptune. After this, also, Moon in Pisces is going to sextile Pluto in Capricorn. Until, and that's the moon aspect, so that's from 4:03 p.m. until 11:33 p.m. That there we have a nice stretch of, you know, being able to ground and get some ideas that will be helpful as we're in the waxing quarter phase of the moon. We're going to be going into second quarter phase late on Wednesday. So we're going to still be planting some seeds or wondering about where to plant seeds. We can take advantage and have the sensing psychic energy of Pisces moon give us like a hit on, yeah, that's the right way to go kind of thing. So it's not a bad day, just what I said, 16 minutes or something like that, I can't remember now, of a moon conjunction Neptune to be aware of between 3:47 p.m. and 4:03 p.m. on Monday. The moon shifts gears and moves into the fiery Aries at 11:49 p.m. And that is going to square Mercury in Capricorn in the overnight for us on the West Coast. You get some of that before you go to dream time. But it is 4:05 a.m. that challenge is there. But the challenge that we really are going to be looking at is Tuesday the 16th between 4:05 a.m. and 3:14 p.m. That is when the moon in Aries will square Mars in Capricorn. Now, Mars understands Aries, understands the impatience, understands the desire to get things done, understands, you know, having to explore new territory, but it's in Capricorn. And Capricorn is more conservative, wants to be certain before it puts its hoof down that there's solid earth below the plan. So it is a challenge. It can have a little bit of an issue that can help make it less volatile because of Mars being the ruler of Aries. But you still could have arguments come up because, you know, one person wants to be the leader, the other person is not so sure about it. Let me see, I have some authority here too, Mars in Capricorn is saying. Moon in Aries is a tough one because things just go through that reactive moon so quickly that it's hard to contain. So we have after this, however, after 3:14 p.m., we have the moon moving toward a trine to Venus in Sagittarius, which won't come in until 3:22 p.m. on Wednesday. But that is something that's in the works. So if you're planning or thinking or communicating about a plan for the future and it's something adventurous and fun, you're in the right time frame to be looking at that. And especially, again, as we get on to Wednesday the 17th and that aspect gets closer and closer and actually completes 3:22 p.m. So that's one of your better daytimes. But after 3:22 p.m., moon is square, sun in Capricorn, and then it's going to go square Pluto in Capricorn. So it's really having a hard time with all these slow pokes. Why can't they go faster? I could do this blindfolded. What's taking them so long? You know, that kind of stuff. Not that we ever have that happen, right? We never feel that way. But I always tell you, don't buck the authority outwardly. Don't try to take it on, you know, because you'll probably end up, particularly with the Pluto square. So the Sun square comes in at 10:53 p.m. On Wednesday, and that is only 7:53 p.m. in Pacific Coast time. But the Moon square Pluto for us is in the East Coast is, you know, between 11 p.m. and 3:03 a.m. on Thursday. But it's just at midnight on the West Coast. So be careful. Don't run those red lights. Don't try to buck the system. It won't go well. On Thursday, now we're in the waxing second quarter phase of the moon, and we are now looking at taking action. And so the moon is in Taurus. Now, the Taurus moon is having a lot of other planets in a wonderful place because it's just going to be such a good day for lunar aspects. And it does start out with a good aspect also for Mercury. Mercury in Capricorn is retrograde, it's gone direct. And now it is sextile Saturn in Pisces at 3:49 a.m. So we're in good shape. With now we're having those thoughts we had, but we're looking at it differently, and we're allowing ourselves to see how we can overcome some of the things that feel so uncertain. 3:49 a.m. is probably a dream communication for those of us on the East Coast. But the moon in Taurus is also heading towards the sextile to Saturn in Pisces, and that completes at 11:57 a.m. Eastern Time. So now you can do some good work handling finances and even buying something that's worth buying, or, you know, getting involved in something that can be helpful to others, not just to you. Moon in Taurus trine Mercury in Capricorn, 12:42 p.m. Think it over a little bit more. You know, get that cautious Mercury to back you up. And then, boom, Moon joins Jupiter, 2:05 p.m. We take the chance. We expand into. We feel happy. We're uplifted, and then the moon in Taurus is trine Mars in Capricorn. Maybe we'll take more action until 10:26 p.m. And we have the evening moving also with Mercury in Capricorn going trine Jupiter in Taurus until 4:31 a.m. on Friday. Now, Friday has a very interesting feel to it this time, Friday the 19th. Because in the morning and coming in and overnight, Venus in Sagittarius is squaring Neptune in Pisces. That's 10:49 a.m. that comes in. So the love nature and the adventure nature is definitely over-idealizing, okay? I mean, it's not bad if you're engaged in creative pursuits. You know, you may be inspired by some fantastic imagery or something, but if you're dealing with people, it's, you know, you're shooting arrows in a fog, you know, with your Venus in Sagittarius. They may not land where you think. You may have no idea where that's going to land, so be aware of that. Okay, and meanwhile, the moon is coming in for a conjunction to Uranus and Taurus at 1:11 p.m., so something can change. You may find out where those arrows landed, and what? This can't be. Surprise, you know, kind of energy. But there is this desire for change that is going on, and we also may hear about another geophysical event that of a less desirable nature at that time. But the moon will go on to a very gentle aspect. It's a sextile to Neptune in Pisces, and this is where the bull wants to stop and smell the roses, wants to have a fine meal, drink some good wine, unless you don't drink, and if you have some other beverage you enjoy, but certainly there's always chocolate. And Taurus loves chocolate. So this is that kind of an afternoon, that kind of an evening, seeing films, taking photos. This is a very gentle relationship aspect, very romantic. So Friday, yeah, nice one. Nice one after 1:11 p.m. And up to 2:40 a.m. on Saturday. That is the day where we have the big shifts take place, and the sun in Capricorn gives Pluto in Capricorn a final aspect for a while anyway, and that is and that's a long while for the sun. 8:46 a.m. 8:56 a.m. the moon in Taurus trines Pluto in Capricorn. Hasta la vista, Pluto in Capricorn. It waves. And that comes in at 8:56 a.m. All that wonderful stability and structure. Not anymore, Moon in Taurus. this is where things are going to start shifting for you and you get out of your lovely aspect land, but not right away. Because at 8:57 a.m., but this is really hysterically funny if you're looking at this, 8:56, 8:57, 8:58 are three aspects. You get a whole minute of feeling that wonderful flow of energy that we call the harmony of the lights. Moon in Taurus, trine sun in Capricorn, 8:57 a.m. So, you know, you're on a roll in the early morning and it feels good. And stable, and like, yeah, happy things can happen for me in my career, my outer world, my financial career, also a financial energy. But at 8:58 a.m., just a minute later, the moon enters Gemini. And where is that moon going? Well, right now, unfortunately, it's going to go to square Saturn in Pisces, 6:32 p.m. on Saturday. So that's most of your Saturday. You are dealing with, this Gemini moon that wants to have fun and go places and do things. And, well, for us, I know. I don't think anybody's leaving the house because Saturn is going to be so cold on that weekend unless something drastically changes that the only place you're going to want to be is under lots of layers and inside. It's really, you know, and Saturn does represent cold and cold water for some people, like snow or freezing rain or just cold rain. Hopefully not hail. Let's not have any of that. So this is what's going on for Saturday the 20th. But while that's happening, at 9:07 a.m. is when the sun shifts out of Capricorn and goes into the electrical air, fixed air of Aquarius. And I have covered that idea in the same podcast. I start out the podcast for Pluto entering Aquarius, describing the sign of Aquarius, which, as I say at the beginning, is one of the most confusing ones to encounter. And even many astrologers are still going along with the water bearer aspect of a fixed air sign. All right, so you'll hear all of that in the other podcast that's available to you through the blog page for Pluto enters Aquarius. But the sun will be in Aquarius, focused on groups and future and stuff like that. And let's see how long we get to have it, because, you know, it's never the same day that it changes. It is actually going to change on the 18th of February this year. It will enter Pisces at 11:13 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you're waiting for a baby and it's born after that time, after 11:13 or any time after on the 18th p.m., I'm speaking, it's a Pisces, it's not an Aquarius. I just did a reading for someone who had a baby born and they were hoping it would be a certain sign and even named it after the sign. And it came in at 29:59 of that sign. You know, just made it one more minute on the zodiac clock, and not necessarily the clock in the room, but the zodiac clock. And it would have been a different sign. Yeah. So I'm just letting you know if you're awaiting a birth in February. So Pluto enters Aquarius at 7:50 p.m. Listen to the podcast. And the moon has left the square to Saturn and is now moving. Oh, it's not going to get there until Monday, but it's moving into a square to Neptune. So we'll feel free and we'll feel happy and fun and communications will be thriving and stuff like that. Maybe some of your short journeys, if it's very cold, you might not be taking those. And still, there can be the weather issue that's in. But you should know that no matter what you're thinking or plotting or planning, the ultimate result on Sunday and in late night on Saturday is a square to Neptune. And that's why I do this. And it's kind of like when you do election charts or a horary chart. You're looking at what aspects are coming. What is it going to do as the future rolls out? As the future rolls out for Moon in Gemini, and fortunately planets are changing for Moon in Gemini, because, it's still going to have the Neptune square, because Neptune's not leaving Pisces so soon. It comes in at 8:22 a.m. on the 22nd. But it just didn't have anything. Now it's going to at least have Pluto to make a trine to when it's in Aquarius, right? So that's how the week goes. So you've got one very long podcast. You've got one much shorter podcast. But next week, there's probably going to be a separate podcast for something, because we're going to have to talk about three shifts. And, two shifts and a full moon. The week of the 22nd to the 28th, we get the Leo full moon, followed by Uranus going into direct motion, and it is the 27th for us here on Eastern time, and for anybody further east of us, it will be late night on the 26th for anything west of us. Okay, it's one of those. So 2:35 a.m. Eastern time on the 27th, Uranus direct. And we also have earlier aspect in the week on Tuesday, which is Venus leaving Sag and entering Capricorn. So that's what we'll be talking about. And like I said, some of these take a longer time, so that's why I make a separate podcast for you. And if it's something that is, more important to understand a bigger concept or a bigger picture, that's why I do it. So, anyway, best of the week to you, and I will say goodbye for now.